what an opportunity to be a part of this team. You know, playing in October is something that all baseball players, I think, dream of as a kid, you know. Watching on TV, you know, the big moments of World Series. I can remember watching, you know, like the Giants teams in the you know, 2010, 2012, all those teams, and then obviously coming up with Kansas City, watching them, and to be able to be a part of that and do it for those is something special, and you know, I can't wait for tomorrow.
So your career, like it or not, is going to be presented nationally as kind of one of those parables of a guy that wasn't wanted by one team and now he's on the best team. Do you enjoy that part of the story and living that as an example?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's a little different perspective. It's just been a journey, and you know, I appreciate all the people and all the things that happened in Kansas City because it got me to this point. And obviously, I love the O's. Very excited to be a part of the O's, and it's been first class from the day that I got here. You know, just everybody in the building has treated me with respect, and you know, it's just been a joy to be a part of, and to be on a team this talented and get an opportunity to make an impact, and you know, just to play on this level and this stage is something that you know, I'm very excited about, and you know, I definitely don't take it for granted.
Ryan, from your perspective, when you take the field, whenever that is tomorrow and in the playoffs, what's going to be the biggest thing as far as, you know, controlling your emotions? And, you know, this ballpark's going to be pretty rowdy, as expected, right? So what do you think the biggest thing is going to be in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to appreciate it. You know, the O's fans are incredible. They're loud. You know, they know when to cheer. They know the game. They know, you know, when a guy rolls over second base on the other team, you can hear him cheer before the double play's turned. You know, they turn up the volume with the full count. You know, bases loaded, they know the game. So I'm going to appreciate playing in an atmosphere with the fans that know the game as well as they do. And, you know, it's been some time since these fans have gotten to see the O's play in the postseason at home. And, you know, I just want to give them what they deserve. You know, we're going to go out there and play as hard as we can. Personally, for me, you know, just going to stay locked in, stay focused on you know, what the mission is, and take it one pitch at a time, you know, and then ultimately just, you know, have fun with it.
You had the experience factor with most of this clubhouse never experiencing playoffs. Do you think more is being made of that than needs to be? Or, you know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to expect, obviously. You know, we've played in some big games this year and some packed stadiums and some big moments. You know, I think we'll take that experience into this weekend and use that to the best of our ability. But at the same time, I've never played, obviously, in the postseason before, and I know how important every pitch is and you know, every small moment and the momentum and how big it is. But at the same time, I have full confidence in all the guys on the field, all the guys in the clubhouse, all the guys in the dugout, and we're just going to take this on, you know, as a unit, and we're going to go out there and we're going to compete and you know, play as hard as we can.
How do you view the week off for you guys? Was it a help, or can you crank it right back up again tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it was a great week. You know, I think we took those first 2 days kind of easy, and then the next 2 days we had some good inter squads, some good competition, you know, amongst ourselves, and then today kind of move around a little bit and get ready to go tomorrow. I think you know, you have to look at it as a good thing, right? We earned the right to have a few days off to get our bodies right, and then be ready to go tomorrow on Saturday.
Ryan, how much do you guys feed off?